USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke at the White House after passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill in the House in a near party line vote early in the morning.
With their vote, we're one step closer to vaccinating the nation. We are one step closer to putting $1,400 in the pockets of Americans. We're one step closer to extending unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who are shortly going to lose them.
The legislation now heads to the Senate. The FDA is expected to make a final decision on authorizing the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine this weekend. The advisory panel has already endorsed it. The company promises more than 100 million doses will roll out in the next 4 months. This means with Moderna and Pfizer expecting 600 million doses by August, there could be a surplus of the vaccines in the U.S. this summer. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
President Biden paid a trip to Houston on Friday. From the USA Radio Texas Bureau, here's Val Dior.
Joe Biden and First Lady Jill heard firsthand from Texans still struggling from that brutal winter weather on his first trip to a major disaster area since he took office. He was briefed by emergency officials and thanked workers for doing God's work. He promised the federal government will be there for Texans as they try to recover, not just from this storm, but also the health and economic crisis caused by COVID. Tens of thousands of Houston area residents are still without safe water, he learned while visiting the Houston Food Bank and a briefing from Acting FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton. Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall accompanied the Bidens to Houston, and they were joined by Governor Greg Abbott and Senator John Cornyn, both Republicans, as well as a long list of Democrats, spearheaded by Houston area members of Congress, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a U.S.-based journalist has now been released. USA's John Clemens reports.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed, and the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Golf champion Tiger Woods has been moved to the Los Angeles Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and is undergoing more procedures after that serious crash that happened earlier this week. Those procedures happened following an announcement from doctors on Wednesday. Woods underwent emergency surgery, and specialists worked to stabilize his foot, ankle, and shin bones by implanting screws, pins, and a metal rod. A statement that was posted on his official Twitter account reads, "The procedures were successful. They say he's now recovering and in good spirits." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.